Councilmember Lynch to approve the January 27th regular session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Let the record show that the minutes were approved unanimously and that all council members are present. Next is we have a number two is a special event request from Women Supporting Women for a high heel race on Friday, June 6th at 6 p.m. Come right on up. And of course, obviously, you know, we know you introduce yourself and who you're representing and all that.
Good evening. I'm Mary Henderson with Women Supporting Women. I'm the office coordinator of the Worcester chapter. I know last year y'all had a lot of good photographers there. Michael Day recently showed me where the event was on YouTube. So I thought that was awesome. I put it to our Facebook page. And I would love if all of you could like our page so you could see some of the things that are going on. And we have that YouTube posted there as well. The event, I feel, went very well last year. These are just some of the pictures that we use for a collage.
It's a challenge,
isn't it? Oh, it is a challenge. Thank you, sir. I think we had a wonderful turnout after the event. It was hard to find a seat in one of your restaurants.
Thank you.
So the bars were filled. And I'm asking your permission to do it again this year. Hopefully we'll have double the people. We had 70 contestants last year. The streets were filled. And as cute as Michael Day was with his high heels on, I expect to see you there this year, Mayor G.
I would have been there. So
you were supposed to be there last year, and you conveniently got called out. I think we should have all the council members have a relay or something.
Come in.
You know, we are having a media media race, we could kind of count this as a media here. And I would love to have the town behind us in sponsorship if you can find it in your budget. But just having us be able to host it in your town is wonderful. I think everybody really loved the quaintness, and it just went over very well.
Good, excellent. It's certainly for a good cause, and I think it definitely complements the attitude that the town takes towards serious things. No matter how serious, and obviously women supporting women fighting breast cancer is so important. But
it is, and just because
it's a fun way of doing this in
exactly
a way that's uplifting to not only the patients but to the community as well.
Still have a sense of humor.
Yes. Yes.
So.
And that's what they use a sense of humor. What else? Does anything else matter anymore?
Yeah.
Very good. Now, I think this is great. Does anyone have any questions for Mary?
So your request is pretty much the same as last year?
Yes, sir.
Including the street closures?
Yes, sir.
Move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the Women Supporting Women High Heel Race on Friday, June 6, 2014, starting at 6 p.m. by Councilmember Burrell. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It's passed unanimously, and we really are looking forward to it. And I would hope I'm here.
I hope you're here, too, and I would love to see all of you there. Even if you don't run, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I was so surprised and thought it was going to be a hit when I saw people bring out lawn chairs and start lining the roads. That just surprised me.
That's great.
So it was wonderful, and I thank you very much for letting us have it in your town.
It's our pleasure. Thank you. Next, number three on the agenda is something we've been looking forward to for quite a while. It's the Berlin Pedestrian Safety Committee update, and Patricia Bissendock is going to make the presentation on behalf of the committee. She is the leader and driving force behind the citizens' efforts.
Well, thank you, Mayor, for that introduction. I am Patricia Dufendock, and I want to thank the council and mayor for the warm reception and complete support that we've had in this endeavor. And to point out that if it hadn't been for the whole town coming together, nothing would have happened. And that, I have discovered, is the key to any endeavor, is to be united, be clear in what you want, and you can get things done. Because I have some really good news for you all tonight. We had a meeting with SHA. Our original meeting was canceled because of snow, big surprise. But on February 5th, we met. Let's see how this is. Would I push one?
Side.
The right
side. Right side.
Okay, thank you. Here are our attendees. Most of you all know that. Councilmember Burrell was not able to come because he's a busy, busy man. But we had a new member who's interested, Neil Wynn, who is with the Mountain Bike Association here. And he's a young fellow who's apparently rides his bike back and forth between here and Assateague on the clement days. And that's a good thing to know. Our first issues were that the most important thing is the visibility of pedestrians was poor due to the lack of the streetlights along U.S. Route 113. And this is something we hope to be able to improve right away. The lack of repairs that you haven't seen anything happen has been due to an expired service contract for Worcester County. We were not aware that the contract had expired for Worcester County. So that's why the lights that you see that are out on 113, they will be repaired as soon as the new contract is approved. That, I think, is the hardest thing to get contracts approved in government, but they're being worked on.
That's not a county contract, that's a state contract.
Right, if it was a county, it would have been done last week. I know this, but because it's a state, and there are a lot of important, you know, if those lights were out on 113, there's a reason that this contract is being renewed. That's all I have to say about that. But Berlin repairs do top the list, and that is very encouraging. I'll tell you, I can't say enough nice things about SHA. They've just been listening to us all the way. We also asked for, we said, hey, Berlin Intermediate School is adjacent to Route 113. Can we get a school zone on there? Well, the school zone notification for 113 in front of Berlin Intermediate School has been denied because the fronting of the school happens on Franklin Avenue. It does not happen on the state road. And apparently there's a big review going on about that, but we're not going to get signs notifying us about the school. And that's just the way that they do things in the state.
Statewide.
Statewide. It's not just here, it's all over the place. Another one of our big things, of course, we're trying to get a light down at Germantown. We're saying at Worcester Prep and Buckingham Elementary Schools, use the South Main Street Germantown Road intersection as the main access route. We asked for traffic light installation. It was denied at this time. And they have been conducting studies already. They did this back in December. They did a study for that intersection to see if it qualified due to volume and other parameters that are important for the state roads to establish whether they have a stoplight. It's not just a flashing light, not just a slow down light, a real stoplight, and that's what we really want for there. They have not closed the door on us getting that in the future. Of course, as the properties at that intersection are developed, maybe a new tenant goes in, somebody builds something, then it would say, hey, we really need a light at this, and then we'll hope that the light will go in at that time. I have some other good news for you, so don't worry. This isn't the end of the world. I think we'll still get things slowed down a little bit. As you'll see here, we have two pictures. The picture on the left shows what the intersections look like now. This is the intersection at Bay Street, not at Old Ocean City Boulevard, but at Bay Street. There's no crosswalk. There are sidewalks end right in front of Uncle Willie's and on the other side. You'll see that to the right, you'll see a picture that has crosswalk or sidewalks that go all the way up to the intersection, and you can probably see that there is a crosswalk painted on the highway. So we're actually going to get a crosswalk. The first step of this is to put in a handicap accessible sidewalks up to the intersection so it's accessible. It's a safe place to stand while you're waiting for the light to change. And this is, they're starting to move on this now. They've already done some measurements, and it looks like the crosswalk, it's the first step of the crosswalk will be in place by mid-March. And that's really good news because it means a safer way to cross for people who want to get back and forth into town. I do have to caution you. The pedestrian-initiated button will not be in place for another 9 months after that because it takes so long. It takes so long to order, to get these things manufactured, and to get, you know, all of the things and get them in place. The good news is that it's going to be not only a countdown crosswalk for people to see, but it will be audible as well. For vision impaired folks, they will be able to see and hear when it's safe to cross the road. You'll be able to push the button, and we're hoping that we can get, you know, show kids how to do this, how to push the button, how to wait for the light to change, and how to cross safely. Hopefully holding, if you're a child, you're holding some adult's hand. But this is just a big step for Berlin to have a real, you know, we're on our way to countdown crosswalks. And that, I'm just very happy and proud that the state sees that we need that. So that's the first bit of good news I have for you. The second bit of good news, well, we knew that the traffic was moving too fast through our town. We asked for them to change it to 35, but we didn't get that. But we did get 45 mile an hour speed limit granted. And I've been practicing going through town at 45 miles an hour. And as I'm going south from Old Ocean City Boulevard and coming up to where the school is, you know what? there is enough time for me to make adjustments and to see, oh, there's a bus coming out, or they can see me in plenty of time. So I feel a little bit safer. I don't think that we're rushing up on each other. Let's just hope that everybody understands the speed limit will be 45 miles per hour. It is a reduction. There will be more enforcement. You know, because the speed limit's lower, that means that more people will be stopped unless you lower your speed limit. Let's just remember, that's the whole key. Slow down in Berlin. We want you to remember to do that. It's the exciting part about this is, though, it's not just at Bay Street that the speed limit's going to be 45 miles per hour. The speed limit is going to be 45 miles an hour from a half a mile north of Old Ocean City Boulevard to a half a mile south of Germantown Road. So it goes down way before you hit Germantown Road, and it also puts it over on the north side of that the overpass that goes over 50. So we're slowing people down before they get to that intersection, so they really know something's happening. We're really in a town. You really need to slow down. Now, the other exciting thing that's going to coincide with our speed limit reduction, we will have one of these fabulous signs like they have outside of Easton, which is going to have flashing lights. On the north end of town, it will say a signal ahead. So as you're going south, they'll know that there's a traffic signal at Old Ocean City Boulevard. It clearly states there's an urban area. That says there's a town ahead. And it will mark also that the speed limit is 45 miles per hour. We'll have this big, beautiful sign that's going to go over the highway. I defy drivers to not notice this sign. I mean, it is. If you've ever gone into Easton, you really know. When that sign is there, you know something is really happening, and you better slow down. And that's what we want people to know. Slow down. This is called a hazard identification beacon. Now, here's another thing. It may take anywhere from 12 to 18 months. That's how long it takes for them to put in the order, to manufacture it, and to install it. I wish I could just click my fingers and it would be done. I was really stunned at how long it's going to take. But we will have other signs that the variable message sign, that will be there to alert people. There will be other signs. Of course, the speed limit's going to be reduced, so you'll see that there is a new speed limit sign. That's going to be reduced. That's going to be happening right here in March. That's going to be soon. So I really want people to know that. We want them to slow down, to know that, you know, Berlin is a town. Do not drive all willy-nilly through our town. But wait, there's more. As we were talking to SHA, other issues came up, such as confusion at our intersections. Some people were not clear whether you pass to the right or pass to the left when you're making your left-hand turn. So they examined the different intersections that we have. You have, you know, Old Ocean City Boulevard and Bay Street. That's 346 and 376. What they're going to do there, they're going to put those lines in the road so you'll know when you're making a left-hand turn, this is how you turn. You follow these lines and you're making your left-hand turn. And those are called puppy tracks. That's a new thing for me. But at Bay Street and Old Ocean City Boulevard, you're going to pass the car that's making the left-hand turn coming towards you, and you're making the left-hand turn, your right-hand sides of the car will pass, and that will be apparent by the markings on the road. Now, it's going to be different up at Germantown Road. At Germantown Road, because there's not enough, it's not a wide enough intersection, things are different there. So you go to the intersection and then you make your left-hand turn. You have the car that's coming the opposite direction will be on left. And there will be a double yellow line there to show people you do not go on the other. Everybody knows you don't cross the double yellow line. So that should really help to show people how to make the turn. You're not going to have that let's dance at the intersection anymore, you know, half in, half out. Let's hope that that will help that, because I know there are a lot of there have been a lot of fender benders due to not knowing what's going on. And I'm pleased that the SHA took that additional step to look at our intersections to help us with our safety. And also, because we're going down to 45 miles per hour, this kicks in another state mandate. They mandate that you have bicycle lane pavement markings at 45 miles per hour. So we're going to have bicycle lane pavement markings from Old Ocean City Boulevard all the way down to Germantown Road. This will be for people who are riding through town. They'll have there will be signs also that say watch out for bicycles, all of this stuff. You know, this is what the mandates that they had come up with a long time ago, and now that we're down to 45 miles per hour, we get to have that in our town. Now, it doesn't go outside of the town limits. You cannot take those bicycles out onto a 55 mile an hour highway, but you can. It stays right in our town, and it makes it more friendly for people who want to ride around, get to the park, or go to the grocery store, whatever people do. And I'm just going to interject here. Let's remember that bicycles are moving vehicles, and they need to follow the laws of all moving vehicles, just like cars. They have to stop at stoplights. They have the right of way when it's appropriate. You know, we're really trying to remind people of what your basic, you know, rules of the road are, because we're going to have some changes, and it's going to test us. It's going to be testing us as we move into these new times. But that's going to happen in the springtime, because it's an epoxy that has to wait for a temperature to develop at a certain time. We're also partnering with the Walk Smart people from Ocean City. We're going to be adding berlinwalksmart.com to the town website as soon as that's all approved. I believe that's what it will be, Berlin Walk Smart. We'll know exactly what the lettering of it is, just to make sure that somebody else, you know, that Berlin, Germany didn't want to have Berlin Walk Smart, because, you know, I imagine they have deeper pockets than we do. But they have a lot of resources with the Walk Smart. When you go on there, if you have a question with any of the Walk Smart campaigns, it talks a lot about safety, how to cross a road safely, which a lot of people have not been certain about. We're also, with all of the information that we're getting, we're hoping to be a resource for educators, get packets together to give teachers. Right now, we just don't have the volunteers to commit to getting out into all the schools. I would love to I'll speak to anybody about pedestrian safety, but I know it takes more than just one person to run a program. But we are getting materials together. If there are any teachers who want to have some education, pedestrian education for their students, we can direct them in the right way. We can give them coloring papers for their young students, or, you know, just go out and direct them to the wonderful resources on the websites that we've been able to have. It's fine so far. SHA is going to provide us with 10 Walk Smart vinyl banners, and this we can use in different areas around the town. During our different festivals, we can have a booth and have the banners up. I think if we had a parade, we could put it on a car, or we could have a bunch of people walking, carrying it downtown. But it's a nice resource that just gets the message out there. And we're also putting together materials for booth or table for festivals and arts nights. SHA has these street teams where they have, I guess they're young people who come down and interact with the public and educate groups you know, they, I don't know if they do street performance or not, but they give out information, they answer questions about safety and all of that. And I'm just going to ask everyone in Berlin once again to advocate for safety by word and example. The example, the most important example is slow down. Be, you know, don't drive fast through the town. And I try to remember when I'm driving through other people's towns that they're just like me. They don't want me to go speeding through their town. So let's try and do that too when we're in other people's towns. Let's remind ourselves that it's somebody's home. And that's, we have in the long term, Maryland 346, well, we know that Old Ocean City Boulevard needs the countdown crosswalk. It needs all of that, too. It's an extensive engineering feat. They haven't stopped working on it. It just takes a long time to, you have to get the connecting sidewalks, you have to get commitments from different people. And it is a big engineering thing. How do you connect the crosswalks in with the yield lanes and all of that, and I'm sure that they'll do a wonderful job, just like they did in West Ocean City for their countdown crosswalks. I'm sure we'll get something. If you're curious about what kinds of things they do, I'd say the Golf Course Road and Route 50 intersection is probably the most similar to what we will have at Old Ocean City Boulevard, because they have yield lanes, it's a big highway. So if you're curious what it might be, how it might impact, it's a lot of engineering. It's a big deal. And so we're going to have a big old fancy intersection right in Berlin. down the road, they're also looking for a shared use path that would be for walking, I don't know, all kinds of things, from Bay Street up to Old Ocean City Boulevard. There's a lot of foot traffic, as we know right now, people going back and forth to, you know, Food Lion or, you know, the hospital. I don't know where everybody's going, but there are a lot of people who walk along there. So it'll be nice to have a safe walking path. And that's just another thing, engineering, planning as they move forward. But they have all this in mind now for us, which they didn't have anything on the radar before. And now they have great plans for Berlin. And that's all the good news I can handle for one evening. However, I see that we have these wonderful bookmarks, which I have a handful of them. These are from Ocean City Walk Smart. And it has a little crab, and, you know, it's cute. But it does say Ocean City Walk Smart, and the guy's carrying a surfboard, which we're going to get some more graphics. If there's anybody out there who is good with graphics or an artist who would like to contribute a little bit of time to help us, you know, Berlinize these Ocean City graphics, I'd love to hear from you. The most important part of these wonderful little bookmarks is on the back side of them. It talks about how to be a smart pedestrian, how to cross at and within the cross marks. You know, don't try to get into the crosswalks 30 feet ahead and you know, meet up. You know, don't cross. You know, it's just everything. Look and pay attention. And make sure that the driver sees you. You know, I know that drivers are supposed to stop, but they don't always see you. And if you're a pedestrian, you don't want to engage with one of those people who doesn't see you. You want to let them go on by and get to the next one. Using the sidewalk, don't walk in the street. And wear light-colored or reflective clothing at night. I was coming home from our meeting the other night. I saw somebody jogging down the street with one of those flashing lights on, and it's like, that's great. I had to roll down my window and tell him how much I liked his thing. I didn't stop him, but I said, love your light, you know, because it is important to be seen. Drivers can't see you. They're not paying attention to that. They're driving, and whatever is beyond that. And then not only for walking, but for driving smart, the first thing on the list is stop for all pedestrians in crosswalks. And it doesn't get any more simple than that. If you see somebody in a crosswalk, you need to stop. And because that person, you know, they're pedestrians. If you hit them, you're going to be very sorry about that. And slow down and watching for pedestrians. You especially need this here in town. Yield to pedestrians when turning. Keep your eyes on the road. It's illegal to text and use handheld devices while driving. Stay alert and avoid all distractions. These are, I mean, when you're driving 1,000 pounds around, it's a lot of weight, and we just need to remind people that it's an awesome responsibility. Anyway, thank you for my...
Certainly, and first of all, I want to congratulate you and the entire committee for, well, just an outstanding amount of progress in such a relatively short time, especially, when you're dealing with a large agency, and the Transportation Department is the largest agency in the state by far.
Oh, really?
There's nothing even close. And to come this far in less than 3 months is really commendable, and I thank you all for the work you've done. And again, we're at the beginning. The things that are the responsibility of the Department of Transportation and the State Highway Administration, they have made a commitment to, and I'm also glad that they gave us realistic timelines. There will be immediate benefits. There will be benefits before the second summer, and then there will be more benefits before the third. So it's that's about as fast as it gets in terms of modern times and all the different levels.
Oh, yeah. The planning takes a long time. I was very pleased at the quick response from SHA. They made time to meet with us. The biggest thing is that people got together right away. You know, when we had this call, as tragic and awakening, the people said, yes, we really need to do something about it. And if people hadn't stopped and signed the papers and talked about it and really been involved, nothing would ever have happened. So I just have to say thank you to the town of Berlin and people who live and work here. It makes a difference. You know, you can't do things if you don't all get together. However, if you all get together, I don't think there's anything you can't do. So that's the good news.
Great example of civic engagement and participation, and sets a precedent for all kinds of things. And regardless if they're safety related, economics, culture, entertainment, all sorts of things. Because when we agree on a goal, I do believe the community will reach that goal no matter what. It's not always just money. Yeah. A lot of times it's about political will and having a common destination. And what I say here, right now you have 800 of the Ocean City style. If you get any artists that wish to contribute by coming up with some designs, I do think the crab is probably going to be statewide.
Oh, yes.
So there's recognition because they want all the different walls.
Oh, yeah, they have it in Baltimore. Yeah. I understand for Maryland.
But we can find our own little, special thing.
There might be a way that we can, instead of it just being the lighthouse, maybe we can have a little main street. When we get our website up, we want to put our own little flair to it. And
but what I'm saying is when you get that volunteer, make sure you get a hold of me. So I can connect the dots.
Thank you. Yes, I hope that we have a nice volunteer. Otherwise, it's going to be some amateur. and whereas we don't reject any help. But are there any other questions I can answer for anybody? Any needs that we haven't met? And we're not stopping. This committee is going to be going. These are going to take time to get in place. So we.
One thing I would like to comment is so people know there's two more elements. Basically, tonight you talked about the engineering, and this is as good a news as we could possibly expect. But there's two other elements if we're going to make our 113 and then associated highways safety, truly safe for pedestrians and bicyclists, and that is education. And I know the committee has made a strong commitment to reaching out to schools, to churches, to youth groups, daycare, just anybody who will meet with us and meet with the committee to literally have an ongoing campaign. And that's one of the reasons we want to have good, credible, useful materials available. I also want to commend the committee for working with the state to make sure we'll have visibility at a number of the town events.
Yes.
Because those events, yes, we're talking about a captive audience of, when we put them all together, several thousand people. People who are already coming to our town. So that, I think, the education component is critical. We can't skip over it. And of course, I do, on behalf of the mayor and council, have already made the commitment. And working, obviously, with our town police and certainly with the support of the sheriff's office and Maryland State Police, the enforcement. Unfortunately, it is a necessary part of the formula, but if people know that we're enforcing the 45 miles an hour, that we're literally making sure that people who run traffic lights and ignore the rules of the road, that there's consequences,
right,
financial consequences, that speaks volumes and I think is also a very important part of this. And I want to thank in advance, because I know Chief Downing is very much committed to seeing this done, and I'm sure we'll also seek all the resources necessary to pull it off. but we'll get it. I mean, it might not all happen at once, but I think it's all interdependent.
Yeah.
But none of this would have been possible without the citizens on the Berlin Committee, the Berlin Pedestrian Safety Committee. I think it's one of the really great successes of community involvement that this town has seen in a long time. And we've had a lot of successes, so thank you so much.
We have. Well, thank you so much for all of your time, and I look forward to future examples of civic pride.
Excellent. And safety. Great. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Wow. That's going to be a hard act to follow. Next is we have a motion to approve the ratification of the electric service tariff.
Item 4 has been withdrawn. I informed Mr. Gillis that the mayor and council do not have the authority to grant a waiver of the deposit for EDUs. He is going to pay the deposit, and I've also explained to him that if for whatever reason his project does not come to fruition, that the town would then refund the 10% deposit, less a $400 administrative fee as provided for in our code.
It's already in the code, so
we didn't
have to do anything.
Nope.
Excellent. And again, I think that's reasonable. I think that's something I remember Councilman Purnell pointed out that was the very end of that discussion when we were setting up EDU policies. What happens if the project doesn't go forward? We withhold the administrative fee and return the money.
Correct.
And we're not out here taking anybody's money without a purpose. So that's wonderful, and this is at least a good example of showing that, you know, that provision had a purpose. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And it's one less decision we have to make tonight. Next, then, we'll go to the motion to approve the ratification of the electric service tariff filing.
If that's me. On December 4th, the Public Service Commission issued an order to all electric companies directing them to file a tariff reducing the charge to customers for the Electric Universal Service Program. This is essentially a small component of our electric tariff, which gets passed through. We collect it and we pass it on to the PSC. PSC uses it to help people pay their electric bills and help them with any weatherization projects that they have. So we were ordered by the PSC to drop our EUSP charge from 37 cents to 36 cents effective February 1st, 2014. We did so, and on the advice of our outside legal counsel, we recommended that we bring this to the council for ratification, and she wants to ensure that we have a clean, clear public record regarding our electric tariff. So we're recommending that you ratify the tariff that you see before you.
Yeah. What does all that mean?
It really has no impact on the town. Essentially, you know, we're just collecting the money and passing it through the PSC. But Jill is recommending that we have a nice clean record. She do typically adopt the tariff, so she's saying she go ahead and take a look at it and approve it. If you're comfortable with it, so we have a clean public record in terms of the electric charges.
So it's there in case we all move to the Caribbean or something, and
There's no doubt.
There's no doubt about what the charges should be and how they should be charged.
On an individual customer's bill, unless they're a very large consumer, it's negligible.
That's fine, yes, that's correct.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the electric service tariff filing as submitted by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next then we'll get started with our departmental reports. First, our Public Works Director Mike Gibbons.
Thank you, Mayor. I worked with Michael Day and we revised the bid for the visitor center. We're going to be advertising that in the newspaper this weekend, and then we'll go forward with a request to seal bids after the advertising. Also, since the last mayor council meeting, we had another storm event on the 28th of January, and we came in at 7 o'clock that night and worked all through the night alternating drivers. And we pre-treated the roads before the event, and then after the second snowplow went through, we treated the rest of the streets and finished treating them by 3 o'clock on the 29th, and then the following day, everything was pretty well cleared up.
Excellent. Did you find the pre-treating because of the lack of rain, and then it was just cold? What was helped make the roads more
possible? Yeah, I mean, this event, we weren't supposed to get any rain in the beginning, so that's why we pre-treated. We used approximately 12 to 14 tons of salt. And some of the salt we get from State Highway, some of it we get from Berlin Home and Garden, because we have two different types of spreaders. That one of the spreaders has to use bag salt. And you'll see that in the packet, the PO request for Berlin Home and Garden.
Great. Well, we've certainly done our compliments on that. For such a severe and quick moving storm, I'm glad as many people stayed home as they did, but those that did have to get out, at least they could. So thank you so much. Please pass that on to the entire crew.
Hello. Thank you.
Next is Electric Department Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just have a few things to report on. Most of it's just maintenance issues. The past couple of weeks, we've just been working on some maintenance issues with the electric system and also finished the installation of the wind turbine. Right now, we're waiting to see some reporting on the net meter that we installed as far as export power back to us. We're waiting on the electrician. He's got to do some work on the inverter that it's connected to, where it inverts it from DC to AC voltage. We're waiting on him to finish that. We also installed door hangers on homes for billing. And then at the power plant, we've been working on some prep work, getting ready for the summer. We have 2 to 3 months ahead of the summer generation run. We do maintenance, like working on the engines, that type of thing. One thing I want to report on, you may have this in front of you. It was a booklet.
This is my speed for electric.
What's that, man?
This is my speed. I can handle this.
The reason I did this, I got to thinking about children and, you know, the educational part of teaching them about the safety of dealing with electricity. And I found this company out there that actually provides this type of information. And, it's basically a coloring book for ages 6 to 9. I figured that was a good group age. And what I did is I ordered these in little crayon boxes that have 4 crayons in them. If you look at each page on it, it just gives you information about how electricity travels. A lot of people wonder, like, how a bird can sit on a power line without being electrocuted. What goes into that and explains how that happens. And then it just talks about the safety things for children watching inside homes and that type of thing. So I thought it would be educational, plus they would enjoy coloring the book.
What kind of volume do you have to order?
You can order, I ordered 100 of these, and then 100 of the coloring boxes to start with, just to see how it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, you don't have that many children that come in with the customers, because school's in session. But I was talking to Melissa and Michelle, then customer service, and they said during the summertime, there's a lot of children in the common. This would be a good opportunity to give it to them.
So that's great. So literally, when they see children come in with their parents or grown up, they would offer them the crayons and the coloring book.
Yes.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Let's try that as a starting place.
Okay.
And see what kind of reception we get from the public and from the parents.
Yes.
And then maybe we'll just take it one step at a time, and then maybe we might hold the. You said ages 6 to 9, so we're talking about younger elementary school age children. So let's just think about other ways that we might be able to reach that demographic.
The company I'm dealing with, they have a lot of different, they have like posters you can put up, that type of thing. They have these type of books for older children and even younger children. I picked 6 to 9 because I figured that was kind of in the middle there. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good age.
The thing that concerns me nowadays is the fact that, 2 and 3 year old kids are using handheld cell phones and iPads, and they can use them better than us. But the fact that when they're plugged in, getting charged, and they're still using them,
right.
Water and stuff, a child can get killed. And, the blow dryers with little kids getting, but, I think children are around more electric now with all this stuff that they use, and that they need to be taught safety about things with electric and with water and stuff.
Well, thank you very much for thinking about this.
Idea.
I think it's a great idea, and let's start there. And like everything else, let's learn from our experience. And ask Melissa, you're going around town. Let's get the folks, the public's suggestions on how best to reach this audience, because I think not just this age group, but younger people in a variety of ways. And again, something we might think about is if you combine volunteers to maybe at selected festivals, especially the ones that attract younger children, like May Day Play Day, for example, maybe having a booth or something, and you carve that out.
One thing I thought about in my maybe it would happen is I thought about where I came from. We used to have what's called the Utility Day. We would actually set up demonstrations for the public to come in, and like at Decatur Park, for example. Like our flush truck with the water department, the camera truck, that type of thing. And like in our site, we had like a instrument that tests underground cables, and we would actually do demonstrations. And public was invited to come see what we actually did.
And what here's what I would suggest, if you've got to take your mind up tonight.
That was a good learning experience.
After Michael gets back from his long deserved break,
if he'll come back.
Yeah, because when you get down in warm weather, I understand. Just remember when the bills come due, where we are. that maybe. Talk and explore the possibility of maybe picking and trying a particular festival or something, and thinking about if there's a way we can piggyback on something we're already doing, and eventually it might grow into its own event. But let's take the smaller steps first, and learn by doing, and between the demonstrations, whatever handouts that are appropriate. And coordination, and again, working with volunteers. Let's start down that path.
Okay.
Is that all right with everyone?
And another thing is, not many towns have a utility, electric utility. You could reach out to the schools, maybe do a little field trip in a certain, to pick a grade and just do that grade. And then you could distribute this and teach them a little safety. And if it picks up, the teachers will be contacting you, wanting to do a little field trip. Because that would be an inexpensive field trip for the schools. They could literally walk to the field trip and not have to do the buses and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right. All right. And, of course, then again, this goes where I say, if you're talking about working with the schools, remember we have the public schools, and they also have the preparatory team.
Yes.
All right, thank you.
One last thing I wanted to report on is the mutual aid agreement. We actually used that this past Wednesday. I received an email from the Public Service Commission wanting to have a conference call. It was a large storm that hit northern Maryland. Pennsylvania area. Anyway, I received a call from Baltimore Gas and Electric that they were reaching out for mutual aid assistance. They have 80,000 feet.
80,000?
80,000. That was in BGE territory, Baltimore Gas and Electric, and then Pennsylvania had over 600,000. Anyway, we ended up, there was myself, Augie Meinhold, and Claude Littleton. We ended up going there, and we arrived at 6 o'clock Wednesday night.
Wait, where was this? What town?
This was in
Odenton.
Odenton. That was it, Odenton. They have so many different places. We ended up in Odenton, and then we ended up working in the Pikesville area most of the time, up in the mountains. We were up in that area. We were there from Wednesday at 6 o'clock at night until 7 o'clock Friday night. And we ended up getting back here at 11:15 Friday night.
How long were people without power generally?
Well, when we got there, they had been out since 7 o'clock that morning. We got one area on Friday night at 7 o'clock at night, so they'd been out for 48 hours. From 7 o'clock Wednesday morning till 7 o'clock Friday night. When we got there, there was 80,000 people out. When we left, there was 3,800. From what I understand, this morning they still had like 100 people out.
I think it's great. I'm glad to see you all proactively being involved in mutual aid request. The Public Works folks helped out Chrisfield after the superstorm Sandy. And again, I think, hopefully we'll never need to have a call out, but I just think that it's the right thing to do. If we all support each other, it comes back to us.
It really worked out fine. One of my concerns was, how would things be handled in Berlin while we were gone? So I got in touch with Dave Lewis from Chop Tank, which is right there on Route 113. They agreed to back the town up, back us up while we were gone, so we all kind of worked together to make sure everything
happened. And I think that sets a good example for the entire community, regardless of nonprofits, for-profit businesses, everybody. That kind of backing, looking out for each other, you can't go wrong.
Thank you.
Thank you, and please thank all of you and Paul as well. Thank you. Our next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening. I had an opportunity with 50 other law enforcement executives to meet with Superintendent of Maryland State Police Friday morning in regards to new concepts that he's having for regional task forces in the different communities. Spirited debate with some and some thought. A thought of actually trying to, on the state level, attack drug dealing at a higher level and actually get their support and work with the counties in a different way than they have traditionally worked with them. That came from a couple rumors that state police were pulling people out of all the task forces and different things. This is actually up in the Upper Shore. We're actually starting the pilot program to see how different things work and move forward. One thing we definitely know that the whole region has seen an influx of heroin. We're not immune to that. We've actually, again, as stated, seen more heroin in the first 28 days of this year than we've probably seen in the last 3 years total. So, again, with that and with the influx of people coming at Atlantic General Hospital and in the hospitals in Salisbury, drug overdoses themselves, that actually have seen a trend that's unsettling for us. We've actually been called to the hospital several times to go ahead and take the actual paraphernalia found on people who have overdosed. What we're doing is working with the state's attorney. We're going to find a direct way to go ahead and work with that also. We might start up a charge of individuals even going to the hospital. Our issue is the actual chain of custody. So, again, we're in consultation with the state's attorney, with all of our law enforcement partners right here in Worcester County, plus in consultation with the state attorney.
We are very supportive of whatever the town can do to assist his department and this entire effort. It just seems overwhelming. And also, I think I read in the paper that Berlin Police that you all assisted Pocono recently.
That is right.
A significant rain on Falling for Lack.
Definitely significant. And again, when you have a phone call like that, and they have their target three different locations, and they actually have their pulled guns, drugs, and money, and individuals off the street. And again, the complaint happened the week, and within a week, they actually had that all put together. And that's the county working together with the partners from the state and local officials. So, again, partnership. I mean, that's the key.
Well, listen, none of us have the resources to do it by ourselves. But if we, again, just like the example we were talking about earlier, again, I commend you and all the members of the police department for basically your partnership efforts with the Sheriff's Department, Maryland State Police, and the state's coming up. We're here to help, okay? Thank you. Next is Dave Englehart, the planning director.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just two short items. I've talked about it at several of the previous meetings. Got plans for the Tractor Supply and the project you talked about earlier, the G2 property for Berlin Main Place. Both of those should be permits that are issued within the next few days. Both of those projects, they wanted to commence in March, so those will be coming on board very shortly.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Good. I'm sure we're looking forward to it. A lot more reports like that over the next year or so. Thank you. Next is Human Resources Director Jeff Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just one topic. I just put the Mayor and Council aware that on the 18th of February, representatives from Legit, our liability folks, will be on site. We do an annual walkthrough, if you will. We pick up half dozen or so of our locations, and we go through for hazard awareness. So they'll be here. It's an annual thing, and I'll follow up with you folks afterwards and let you know what's happening.
Okay, thank you. Right. And next, our Economic and Community Director, Michael Day.
I've been meeting with Joanne Unger, Megan, and Joya from the Chamber. We're getting geared up for two shows we do at the Convention Center, the Home and Condo Show, and then the MML. We're working on our booth. We're going to change it up again this year and make it a little less public works involved with a lot of man hours. We're trying to make it so they don't have to go set up the elaborate booth, but we'll have a nice booth. So. Also, the Cool Berlin is gaining a lot of speed. We've got a little competition, but we're still 3 points ahead as of tonight at 7 when the meeting started, and we're starting to get a lot of state support from the Tourism Office, Department of Business, Economic Development, Department of Housing, Community Development. They're all hosting it out there. I just got word that Comcast is going to be running it on their weather channel, on their crawl at the bottom. So we're really starting to get a lot of regional activity as the radio station in Ocean City keeps saying, this isn't just about Berlin now, it's about the whole area. And that's the selling point we're doing right now.
And I commend you and everybody's been working on this very well. I think Lisa and I both were in the office different days last week. I know that I made an announcement at MML, and I was up there for the mayor's conference for the next couple of days. What was so a pleasant surprise was when I was making these announcements, how many people already knew about it. That was like, just kind of major day. And it was interesting. Thursday night, the governor had a reception for the mayor's, as he always does. And, I had no idea he was going to do it, but he ended his last speech to us as a group, saying, "Every one of you get out there and vote for Berlin." And he gave a really good, because he knows Berlin. He's been here multiple times.
In the next couple of days, Lisa Challenger is going to be announcing a contest through the County Tourism Office with quite a nice prize package from WOCM and Ocean City.
It's one secret. Well, please, if you do talk to her, because I'm hoping too soon. How much we appreciate the work that she's done at the county level. And this is, again, another example where the tourism offices throughout the state, I know the governor's office put it on their blog and their Facebook page, DHCD.
DHCD's put it out there.
They put it out there, and I think others are going to follow it. This morning, I had a Skype television interview with one of the television stations in Baltimore. Have an interview Wednesday afternoon with Public Access TV, Wicomico. And I anticipate more because I'm starting to get more and more calls about it.
The article you have was in today's Daily Times.
That's great. You know, we just appreciate any support we can get. And again, we are more than happy to share the limelight because if we can bring more people to the state, more people to the shore, and particularly here to the lower shore, no one loses. Okay.
Thank you
very much. Next is the town administrator's report.
Right. Before I start with the purchase orders, I just want to remind everybody there's going to be a joint mayor, council, and board of elections supervisors work session on redistricting on Wednesday, February 19th at 4:30 p.m. So carry your purchase orders for this council meeting. We've got purchase order number 2180 in the amount of $1,847.66 to Rubber Cal for rubber blades for snowplow. Purchase order number 2223 in the amount of $2,524.98 to Maryland Unemployment Insurance Fund for unemployment insurance. Purchase order number 2239 in the amount of $2,530 for chem search for coolant for power plant generators. Purchase order number 2245 in the amount of $1,697.50 to feed water treatment systems for FTS-933 microbiocide for power plant cooling towers. Purchase order number 1852 in the amount of $2,773.84 to Ferguson Water Works for emergency pump for non-potable water system. Purchase order number 1985 in the amount of $1,328.74 to Berlin Farm and Home Center for salt, which you heard Mike mention earlier. Purchase order number 2292 in the amount of $1,274 to Lawman Supply Company for ammunition. And purchase order number 2128 in the amount of $1,126.30 to Worcester County for sludge disposal. That concludes my report.
Question. Okay. On the ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Are we shooting people? Or are we replacing?
But again, this is all under the threading ammo and. The SWAT team actually trains every 2 months and annually. The department as a whole has to go ahead and go through annual qualifications for MPTC.
Okay. Did you just have somebody
going
to
these lists? People are missing a lot.
I'll make a motion to
approve. Can I ask this question?
Sure.
Is the backup information for the purchase orders provided to the public?
Is it
in a
package?
Oh, good.
No, it's not.
Oh, okay.
Just her report itself.
I'll make a motion that we approve all 8 purchase orders.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve all 8 purchase orders as proposed by the town administrator. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, the purchase orders are all approved unanimously. I'd just like to make a comment, basically in more of an announcement actually. It's known throughout the town of Berlin employees, but we're sad and happy at the same time. We're mixed emotions to announce that Mike Gibbons, our Director of Public Works, will be leaving the town of Berlin. His last day is February 28th, the last Friday of the month. And it's for a bigger and better opportunity. And so we're very happy about that because it's certainly well earned. I want to express on behalf of the entire council, and I know many citizens in the town, and certainly numerous organizations and volunteers, how much your leadership has meant to, I think, has significantly improved Public Works Department from the one that that you took over. And things I want to be very specific in noting that the Public Works Department is much more self-sufficient than it ever had been before. Things like snow removal went from doing it, you might say, the old-fashioned way to using all the modern techniques and pre-treatment and putting rubber blades on the snow piles and siding and get every road. Now when we have a complaint during a snowstorm, we know exactly who's responsible for that street. Everything's computerized and records for your the man or woman who follows you. There's a lot of good information for them to use to continue. And I also wanted to compliment you on the interdepartmental cooperation and support that Public Works has provided to every department. That's a precedent that's not going away. I think I speak on behalf of everyone when we say you raise the bar, so whoever comes in, we're going to have higher expectations, so that's your fault. But we're very, we're very sorry to see you go. But on the other hand, we want everyone to succeed, be happy, and although you're leaving a job, you're not leaving a lot of friends. Whatever we can do to help you in your new position, we certainly will do it. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're most welcome. That's fine. Okay. Does anyone have any comments?
I'm going to miss you, Mike.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you.
We're missing you.
Thank you for the job you've done for Berlin.
I have always felt that the one thing that you brought to the job was whenever anything came up, your answer was, how can we figure out to do it, as opposed to, oh no, we can't do that. And it was a refreshing change.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. Does anyone have from the public wish to address the mayor and council tonight on anything? Does any members of the press have any questions?
Okay.
Okay. Stand adjourned. Thank you so much.
I'm going to miss you. I'm going to miss you.